Morning, Gracie.
Morning, Tom.
Have you seen Jasper?
I think he went fly fishing.
He's got my truck.
You loaned Jasper your truck?
Well, I was feeling a little responsible. I mean, I was the one who suggested that he try his hand at being a fly fishing guide.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Oh, hi, Jasper.
Hey, here, Tom. Give me a hand. Good.
Jasper, why are you wearing rubber gloves?
To keep my hands clean.
Those aren't my good dishwashing gloves, are they?
And what's in that sack?
Beginner's luck.
You caught a fish?
No, it's a raccoon.
You went fly fishing and caught a raccoon?
No, it's roadkill. Ian James told me that roadkill makes good material for fly tying.
You put a dead raccoon in the back of my truck?
I would have put it in the front, but you don't want to stack anything on top of porcupines.
Sounds like it's time for coffee.
Porcupines?
Don't worry, Tom. They were dead.
Any geese?
Behind the seat, next to the skunk.
Jasper?
Elk?
In the back, next to the raccoons.
Jasper!
That wouldn't have left much room for the bear.
You're telling me I had to use the winch to get him up on the hood.
You used my truck to pick up roadkill?
Don't worry, Tom. There's enough for both of us.
Well, I hope there aren't any dents or scrapes in my truck.
Nothing you notice right away.
So who's going to pay for coffee today?
The fly fishing guy can pay for coffee.
Actually, I may have to pass on the fly fishing.
You've got a good start on taxidermy.
Here, Tom, look at this.
You wrote a letter to the Prime Minister of Canada?
It's more a job application.
Government's not going to pay you to pick up roadkill.
Dear Jean Chrétien, I would like to offer my services as a treaty negotiator. I have extensive experience in this area and feel I can be of value to Canada in the upcoming negotiations. And I see you sent him a picture of yourself.
Figured he'd want to know he was dealing with a professional.
Maybe you should send him one of those porcupines, just to help break the ice.
Jasper, what's all this about? You're not a treaty negotiator.
It's in my blood, Tom.
In your blood?
I'm an Indian, Tom. What else is there to say?
Jasper, the Canadian government stopped making treaties with Indians years ago.
Is this about that MAI thing?
The Multilateral Agreement on Investment.
The what?
Looks like Tom hasn't been keeping up with current affairs again.
MAI is the next step in free trade agreements.
We've already signed a free trade agreement.
This one is different. Here, let's show Tom how it works, Gracie.
Pay attention, Tom. We're only going to do this once.
Let's say I'm a large foreign company, and I wanted to set up a dead raccoon factory in Blossom.
Jasper, no one's going to let you set up a dead raccoon factory. Look, there are all sorts of provincial and federal laws.
Right now, there are.
But under the Multilateral Agreement on Investment, those laws couldn't be enforced.
Well, that's ridiculous. There's no country in the world that's going to let foreign investors come in and set up a dead raccoon factory. A dead raccoon factory. Without some regard for national labor laws and environmental regulations.
Here's a summary of the treaty. Take a look.
But before you become too engrossed in the text of the Multilateral Agreement on Investment, it's time to start the show. And don't forget, Tom, it's the last show of the season, so make it big.
Big.
So CBC will be impressed and renew us next season.
Yeah, okay. From Blossom, Alberta's The Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour with your host, Jasper Friendly Bear.
Big, Tom, big.
Think of that bear on the hood of your truck.
From Blossom, Alberta, it's The Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour with your host, Jasper Friendly Bear.
Go for it, Tom.
And Gracie Heavy Hand.
Bring it on home.
And Tom King.
Holy, that took my breath away. How about you, Gracie?
No one's paid me for coffee yet.
Here you go.
You're paying for coffee?
Sure.
Well, thanks, Jasper.
Lots more where that came from.
And just where would that be?
In the ashtray of Tom's truck.
The ashtray of my... That's my money!
Technically. So, Tom, who are our guests?
How much did you take?
Just enough for coffee.
Never mind.
And lunch.
Sounds like it's time for Blackout Bingo.
Boy, the last bingo game of the season. And the number is... B8! You know, I can almost hear people all over Canada yelling bingo right now.
Hi, is this the Dead Dog Cafe?
Yes, it is. You want some coffee?
Great. I called a couple of weeks ago. About positions that might be open with your radio show?
It's one of those refugees from CBC.
Well, treat him nice. Getting fired's no fun.
So, if this guy doesn't have a job, who's going to pay for the coffee?
Don't look at me. I'm unemployed, too.
Okay, all right.
So, what can you do?
Well, I used to do interviews.
But I'll bet you know a lot about the inner workings of radio.
Yeah, I guess.
So, if you were in charge of a really great radio program and you wanted to make sure that it was renewed, how would you do it?
Well, letters of support from your listeners would help.
Christy, how many letters do we have?
About 200.
200 letters a week's pretty good.
That's 202 years.
Well, maybe if you read a few of the letters on the air, it will encourage other listeners to write in.
Maybe you'd like to read a couple of letters so we can hear what your voice sounds like on the air.
Sure. This is an email from an M. Hoppy at the University of Victoria. Dear Dead Dog Cafe, I love the show. It's the funniest thing on television.
That should help. Here, try this one.
This is from Doug in Manitoba. Hey, guys, how's it going? I really like that show. I think you should have been the ones to replace Zosky.
Who's Zosky?
Jasper.
Oh, hey, you hear that? It's time for Indians Anonymous, the Indian self-help program that helps Indians who have become white from reverting to being Indians again. So, maybe you'd like to help.
Sure.
Oh, by the way, what's your name?
Peter.
When you meet him, Peter.
I
say Peter, Tagu, north of 60.
Uh-huh.
Peter's not going to do it. We already have a Jasper and a Gracie and a Tom. We need a name with more punch.
How about Spike?
Spike? Yeah, not so when the meet. Spike works for us. How about you?
Sure, why not?
Jasper, Spike isn't a particularly classy name.
It is if we spell it with a Y.
Great, okay, here's a script for you, Spike, and one for Tom and Gracie.
Jasper, I don't want to do Indians Anonymous.
Come on, Tom, this is Spike's big chance at radio.
Remember how you felt when you first started?
Oh, all right. Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm an Indian.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
I've been an Indian for 54 years, but for the last 10 years, I've been white.
Come on, Tom.
But about a month ago, I stopped talking and started listening to what people were saying. I went so far as to wait until I was sure they were done before I said anything.
Don't give in.
So I called Indians Anonymous, the Indian self-help program, and they rushed me into a therapeutic session of free association conversation, where you say the first thing that pops into your mind. And before long, I was interrupting everyone in the room and making snap judgments and sneering at opinions I didn't agree with. Thank God for Indians Anonymous.
That was great, Spike. Wasn't Spike great?
What about me?
Tell me, Spike, if you were running the show, what would you do for a big season finale?
Have you shot anyone yet?
We did that last year.
A musical number is always a good idea.
Of course. Why didn't I think of that?
We're not going to have to sing again, are we?
Remember how much fun we had at last year's Christmas show.
But first, it's time for Fireside Friendly Bear, the intellectual portion of our show, where I sit in a log cabin on a snowy evening and read a selection from a great Canadian literary work.
Cue the blazing fire!
Tom, open the door!
Hang on! Look, how about we let Spike open the door?
I don't mind.
Yes.
Tom, you're going to have to show Spike how to do it.
Come here, Spike. Now, I'll stand here, and you stand there and grab a hold of that knob.
Cue the blazing fire!
Open the door! Sit back and relax. Clear your mind and pretend for a moment that you're better off than you really are.
Boy, Tom really hit that wall hard.
Don't encourage him. He's just showing off. So, which recommendation are you doing today?
I thought I'd read 3.5.31.
That's an important one. Say, maybe we should let Spike read this one.
He does have a nice voice.
And he has a better white accent than Tom.
How would you like to read one of the recommendations of the report of the Royal Commission on Aboriginal Peoples?
Sure. The commission recommends that a university under Aboriginal control, which could be called the Aboriginal Peoples International University, and with the capacity to function in all provinces and territories, be established to promote traditional knowledge, to pursue applied research in support of Aboriginal self-government, and to disseminate information essential to achieving broad Aboriginal development goals.
Boy, Gracie, you could really hear the conviction in his voice.
What happened?
You got blown up against the back wall again.
I did?
Show off.
You know, Gracie, hearing Spike read that recommendation reminds me of the heartfelt apology that Canada made to Aboriginal people.
Still haven't seen any action yet.
I know, but it was inspirational. And I figure that if Canada can apologize to Aboriginal people for the way they treated us, the least I can do is apologize to my creditors for not paying my bills on time.
Jasper?
I just happen to have this prepared statement. I acknowledge the role I've played in the development of these debts, and I want all of my creditors to know that what you have experienced is not your fault and should never have happened.
Jasper!
For those of you who suffered this tragedy, I am deeply sorry.
Jasper, that was one of the most insincere apologies I've ever heard.
It sounded just like the apology the government made to native people.
Oh, yeah, well, does this mean you're going to pay your bills on time?
Probably not.
Well, then the apology doesn't mean much at all, does it?
An empty gesture is better than no gesture.
Well said, Gracie. And now we better get to our big finale. I thought maybe we should sing something local, but then I realized that our finale was an opportunity to endear ourselves to CBC corporate headquarters in Toronto and sing a song that is near and dear to every Ontarian.
Jasper, CBC corporate headquarters are in Ottawa.
Close enough. Come on, Gracie, Tom, Spike, let's all link hands and lift our voices in song.
Not Land of the Silver Birch.
Land of the Silver Birch, home of the beaver.
Spike.
Blue Lake and Rocky Shore, I will return once more. Boom, diddy, boom, 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 diddy, boom, 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 diddy, boom, 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 diddy, boom, boom.
How come I didn't get a section to sing?
Don't worry, Tom. You can do the second verse.
Yep, but I don't know the second verse.
Anybody know the second verse?
No.
Sorry.
Okay, back to the first verse.
Land of the silver birch, home of the beaver, where still the mighty moose wanders and will. Blue lake and rocky shore, I will return once more. Boom, diddy, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah?
That's the end of the show for the season, Tom.
Oh.
So send those cards and letters to the Dead Dog Cafe. Box 555, Edmonton, Alberta, T5J2P4.
An email from our homepage, www.radio.cbc.ca.
Because Spike figures we need at least 1,000 letters to get renewed. And he should know.
Jasper.
In the meantime, this is Jasper Friendly Bear.
And Gracie Heavy Hat.
And Tom King.
Don't forget Spike.
And Spike saying,
so long for now. And don't forget, stay calm.
Be brave.
Spike, you want to do the honors?
Sure.
Wait a minute.
Wait for the signs.
Well, Spike, it is great having you help us with the show. If we get renewed, we'll give you a call.
How come Spike got to say, wait for the signs?
Thanks. It was great working with you guys. But I did have one question.
Is that about money?
I mean, I can say, wait for the signs as well as he can.
No, it's about the truck in the parking lot, the one with the bear on the hood.
Oh, that's my truck. Jasper used the winch to lift the bear onto the hood.
Yeah, I figured that part out, but what I wanted to know is how he got the moose on top of the camper.
Jasper, you put a moose on top of... Was it a big moose?
I didn't know there were little moose.
Oh, Jasper, God, raccoons in my backseat, skunks in my...
I thought everybody in Alberta had a moose on top of their camper.